So first, we're going to hear some news from Korva Coleman in Washington, D.C.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. President Bush will discuss the economy later today. There's a lot of worry by economists that the U.S. economy is stumbling toward a recession. Problems in the credit market and housing market last year have made it more difficult for people to borrow money, especially for mortgages. Analysts are worried these problems will spill over to other industries. Congress is getting ready to discuss an economic package to stimulate the economy. House Republican leader John Boehner says any stimulus package cannot raise taxes.
For this bill to become law, it can't become a Christmas tree. That means that we can't be raising taxes in this package. It should not contain a lot of wasteful Washington spending.
One item reportedly under discussion, an $800 tax rebate for taxpayers. Reuters news agency reports Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns is going to step down. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is expected to announce this news in a news conference shortly. How much money do needy American war veterans get from charities created to help them? According to Congress, not much for many of them. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee held a hearing yesterday about just how much money does go to vets. Some reports say as little as 25 cents on every dollar is spent on them. Committee Chairman Henry Waxman says this is a fraud, especially on Americans who buy fundraising items, thinking the money is going to go to troops. Two big presidential contests are set for tomorrow. The Democrats will try to win presidential caucuses in Nevada. Republicans are vying in a primary in South Carolina. GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says the federal government should not poke its nose into disputes over the Confederate flag. Huckabee's campaigning in South Carolina ahead of the primary. The state's faced criticism for its flag, which bears Confederate symbolism. The former Arkansas governor told supporters if anybody told his state what to do with the flag, residents would tell them what to do with a pole. A firefight between drug cartel members and police in Tijuana lasted for hours yesterday. Police urged city residents to stay inside, lock their windows, and lie down on the floor. Authorities had to evacuate a daycare center near the violence. The gun battle began as police tried to question suspected drug gang members. They found six kidnapped victims tied up in a house, shot to death. Offices for the World Bank are closed in Washington, D.C. today. A bomb threat has been phoned in. World Bank authorities are telling employees to stay home as a precaution. The World Bank has frequently been the target of street protests. And this little trip down memory lane. On this day in 1912, English adventurer Robert Falcon Scott got to the South Pole with his team and discovered it didn't matter. Norwegian adventurer Roald Amundsen got there a month ahead of him. To add insult to injury, Scott and his team died on the way back home. I just felt bad for him. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Allison, back to you.